This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, complete with his iHeart Radio t-shirt. Isn't that very nice?
Yeah. We're getting jackets.
That's not a t-shirt. That's like a polo shirt.
Well, it's, you know, it's 30-some odd degrees. I go down to the long sleeves.
Long sleeve polo shirt gets all the bling, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Right there.
Now, where's my What's On Your Mind shirt, by the way? How come we don't have those yet?
Well, you know, come through with the iHeartMedia shirt, then we'll talk.
And hey, I got a Kramer t-shirt if I could get one of those.
Yeah. See, there you go. Now the horse trading.
You're on.
Now it begins, ladies and
gentlemen.
That's
the man that had the beta version of the Spring K-Fire Cafe cup, by the way.
There you go.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
Scribbled onto a fast food cup.
Thanks for the VFW.
That was clever.
The voice you're hearing is of Congressman Kevin Kramer, who joins us Wednesdays. Normally at the 10 o'clock hour, we're actually going to be chatting with Kevin in the first hour, along with opponents of his in the upcoming election. North Dakota voters will go to the polls, and in the U.S. House race, see three candidates on the ballot. Congressman Kevin Kramer, the Republican candidate, Chase Iron Eyes, who is the Democratic candidate, and Jack Seaman. Chase is with us here in Bismarck today at the KFIRE 550 studios, along with Congressman Kramer, and Jack is back at our Fargo studios today. Most importantly, we want to let you know that you can call us on the program today at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, welcome your text questions for our guests. Todd gets those, and we promptly put those before our guests or before you as listeners of their comments or, you know, with the questions. We welcome in lots of forms, and the easiest way to text us a question is 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. So that's the first hour. Next hour, we'll give you the latest on the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, the very latest with the ongoing law enforcement efforts in stemming the lawlessness that continues there, and also a lot of you have asked for some help with the measures on the upcoming November ballot in North Dakota, and today we'll focus on measure number two. That is the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. Okay? And so we look forward to hearing from a senator from Vermont. Don Shively will be here today.
Oh, great.
To join us in the program talking about measure number two. So as you can see, we got a lot going on. Without any further ado, let's get cranking with our debate on the House race. And again, welcome your calls, questions, comments at 800-228-0550. Congressman Kramer, good to see you.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Scott.
And Chase Ironize, nice to see you as well.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Jack, can you hear us? You were raring to go there in Fargo today?
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
Hey, Jack.
All right. So here's what I'd like to do, gentlemen, if you're okay. I'm pretty much at my wit's end of you know, rigid rules for debate. So I'd love to have just a free and open conversation best we can. Obviously, we want to hear from all of you equally, so we'll police that best we can just to make sure nobody's dominating. But we do want to hear from all of you, but not in any sort of, you know, 10 seconds here, 30 seconds here, any of that. Just a free and open discussion. I have a question that I hear from a lot from our listeners that I want to address at some point today, and that is the $20 trillion we have in debt. You know, it's amazing. We've now had three presidential debates, president and vice presidential debate, and that issue has consumed probably, you know, less than 10 minutes of time in the hours of debate that have happened so far. Obviously, the last debate tonight between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Maybe it'll get some more time tonight, but it seems to me the blinking light on the dashboard of democracy. And so I want to talk a little bit about that as well, and how in the world we can keep a republic when we continue to mount on this debt. So, you know, what do you do about the debt, and how do you get the economy growing again, which would be the big fix as well. Before we go there or to any other issue we have from our guest today, I just want to do, you know, a little, have each of you give me your take as briefly as you can be on where we find ourselves with the lawlessness, the protests. I guess if you think everything's peaches and cream by Cannonball, you call it a, you know, an exercise of the, you know, somebody's First Amendment rights and a protest. if you see 140 arrests and the rap sheets on these people and the conditions some folks are in, you say, wow, what's happening? So just because it's such a big story, because it's commanding so much news and it's disrupting the lives of a lot of people right now, I think folks want to hear from their candidate for Congress on this issue. Jack, I'll start with you. What's your reaction to what's going on?
Well, Scott, you know, I've been talking about this in the media for quite some time now, and I'm really disappointed in the fact that it's gotten to the point that it has. I've long called on Governor Dalrymple, you know, way back when this thing started, to try and nip it in the bud, as they say, because I was fearful that we would end up with a situation like we currently have. And honestly, Scott, at this point, I'm not exactly sure what the path is away from this, because it's grown into an entity in and of itself. And I'm afraid that this is going to continue to get worse and that we're going to see serious injury or loss of human life. The way this thing is going, it seems to be getting more and more out of control. And I would call on our leaders in the state to establish order of law down there and remove the protesters that are not, you know, that are trespassing, and get some semblance of law and order back in the protest area.
So you'd go into the camps and clear it out and just say, this is over, you're done.
Well, you know, I think that that would be preferable to loss of human life or serious injury, and I think that's likely to happen if it continues going the direction it's going.
All right. I've heard listeners suggest that. I've never heard anybody in a position of authority to suggest it, so interesting. Appreciate that. Chase, how about your take?
Yes, thank you, and thank you for having me on as well. This is definitely trying times for for North Dakota, for the state of race relations, for the state of tribal, federal, state relations. We find ourselves in a position where anywhere between, I'd say, 2,000 to 6,000 people could be camped there on any given time. There are a lot of outsiders that are here. There are a lot of people who are not going to be living here once this debacle is over. And it calls into question, you know, what we've done in terms of consultation, what we've done in terms of free, prior, and informed consent. We have a camp that doesn't have the proper permit, but is claiming that they are prayerful, they are peaceful, and for the most part, I believe that. I drive there, by there every day. There are talks about moving the camp onto the reservation so that federal and tribal law enforcement can get a better handle on some of these outside actors that may be doing some illegal things. And I totally believe in that. This new headlines with the livestock getting killed, extremely unfortunate. If people are doing that, they need to be brought to justice. That just sounds like a headline out of the time of Conquering Bear in the first conflicts between the United States and the Lakota. And so it's in 2016 here today. So I think we really need to be respecting each other so that we don't regress in terms of all the progress that we've made. Energy is a huge part of our future in North Dakota. Our oil is going to have to be transported somewhere. Obviously, there's disagreements about where that pipeline should go. And we're all praying for and working toward a peaceful resolution. The only people that are missing at the table our energy transfer partners. We've got to reach out to them. We've got to get them to the table.
Is your position changed on this? I mean, when I hear you talk about outsiders and some concerns there, you know, I look back to a time when you were pretty vocal about this. A friend of yours is still running one of the camps down there, this Cody Hall. Your wife was arrested for participating in the protests. So have you evolved on this? Are you in a different place now because of what's happened?
Well, I was always in a place where, you know, I understand that America, as a country, we consume 20 million barrels of oil per day. We have about 120 years worth of legal, social, political, and physical infrastructure that facilitates fossil fuel transport, production, and consumption. Like, that's who we favored for a long time. So I'm under no pretense that we have to, you know, in the Bakken oil field, top 9 oil fields in the world, there are multinational conglomerates at work in our state right now.
Maybe you didn't understand my question. I'm just saying you seem to be sounding a different tone now when you refer to these people as outsiders, that it's disrupting people's lives, one camp's not permitted. When previously you've spoken in favor of what's happened there, and as I say, your wife was arrested, obviously supporting the protest too. So has this gone on too long? Is that what you're saying?
No, I would defy you to identify someplace where I've spoken in favor. I've always been about responsible energy. And the day that I was taking my kids boating, we were going boating on our beautiful Missouri River, and that's when I got the call that my wife had been involved in a situation where she was now in the custody of Morton County. So I went and bailed her out right away. I have connections. A lot of these people are friends and family. Some of them, you know what I mean? But a lot of people, obviously, with 4,000 people, I don't know everybody. I haven't been out to the camp in a long time.
Should it end?
Should the camp end?
Is it time for it to be over?
I think it's time for the camp to move to the reservation. I think it's time for more discussions to be had. I think it's time for, and I'm very proud to say that the roadblock has been lifted. I was extremely happy to hear that.
All right, hold that thought. Congressman Kramer's take on this when we come back, and then welcome calls, questions, comments, 701-258-0550 after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What's on your mind? Special edition of the program today covering North Dakota's House race. The incumbent, Congressman Kevin Kramer, the Democratic challenger, Chase Ionize, and the Libertarian challenger, Jack Seaman. We're going to let Kevin get in on this question of the protest next up, and then pivot to some other issues. And Adam, you're first to go with a question, so we'll get to you in just a moment. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Facebook page, good resource for things that are happening. And also the website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Really good, factual information that unfortunately you don't find in a lot of the mainstream media sources. So check it out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Again, our number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, Congressman Kramer, we heard from Chase, and we heard from Jack on this question of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Where we find ourselves at right now, what's your take on the situation?
Well, first of all, it's obviously very unfortunate, and we all agree with that. And secondly, it was avoidable, and that's what frustrates me so much. And I, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to oversimplify the situation that our state leaders are in. I mean, somewhere between enabling criminal behavior or bad behavior and inciting it is the balance that you have to seek. And righteous indignation being screamed from the rooftops doesn't always help a situation. I understand that. But I would go back to I blame a lot of this, frankly, most of it, first of all, on the perpetrators. I mean, it's not anybody's fault other than the people that are carrying out illegal action. It's their fault. But that said, I believe it's been facilitated and enabled by our federal government, who doesn't uphold the law. I mean, the fact that they would issue a permit after a thorough legal process and then withdraw that permit, even after a judge has opined in 50-some pages that the process was thorough and even excessive in terms of consultation and in terms of environmental assessment. That created the opening for bad behavior. Throw on top of that, that if you and I and Chase decided to go fishing today on Corps land, they'd come and throw us off. But the fact that the Corps of Engineers, and by the way, this is not the fault of the Omaha District or Colonel Henderson, who issued the permit and has the easement ready to execute, but coming from higher up in the Army, all the way up to the Commander in Chief, withdrew a permit after it was proven to be appropriate. And then they allow this trespassing on the people's land, violating not only federal laws, but also violating the rights of the person who leases the land. And then you throw on top of that they wash their hands, by the way, of it. They don't want to send any U.S. Marshals or, there's one or two FBI agents here when we've asked for help that's costing millions of dollars to Morton County and the state of North Dakota to enforce laws and protect people, including legal workers and protesters, the vast majority of whom are behaving legally and appropriately. I find that to be such a violation of responsibility. And here's the deal, Scott. You know full well, if there were 500 or if there were 50 advocates of fossil fuel development camping out down there, they'd have been thrown off by U.S. Marshals a long time ago. Barack Obama would have had no problem sending forces in to get rid of a bunch of people that support fossil fuel development.
One quick follow-up for you, as I did with all the others. Are these protesters being paid, do you believe? I see that there's a new video out. Veritas has a video that James O'Keefe has done, and what he's done is gone inside right to the DNC and all these shadowy groups that are around the Clinton campaign and exposed that literally they were paying people to go to Donald Trump rallies and agitate. And, yeah. And when I watched it, I'm like, wow, we're watching that play out right here. Yeah. I mean, do you understand in the camp is a high-up leader in Black Lives Matter, as an example.
Right.
I mean, are these professional protesters being paid, in your view?
Well, they may or may not be. I don't have evidence that they are, Scott, so I don't know that I'd say that. But I will tell you, there are a whole bunch of people that should be in the workforce that seem to have a lot of time on their hands.
Yes, not true. Adam has a question for our guests. And go ahead, Adam.
Thanks for having me. Let me ask it. If this pipeline was too dangerous to run upstream of Bismarck, why in the world is it okay to run it just upstream of Standing Rock?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want me to take a shot at that?
Whoever would like to. I think Chase has made that argument before,
sure,
too. So.
Yeah. Well, let me start with it. Having cited several pipelines, including the original Keystone, I don't think anybody said it's not. It's too unsafe to run north of Bismarck. I think when you
were going to run it north of Bismarck.
Well, what's your source for that, sir?
Well, the news. I've heard that over and over.
Well, it gives you, we're not going to
let you run it north of Bismarck.
Here's my understanding. So, anybody tell me if I'm wrong, Jack, Chase, or Kevin. I asked specifically Julie Fedorchuk, who is a Public Service Commission member. She pulled the file. There was an alternative route of North Bismarck,
right.
But that's something that's required of every pipeline siting.
Right.
Right. So if somebody comes in and says, I want to build this, you have to say, here's where I want to build it, but here's the alternative. He's saying, which has been repeated by a lot of people, that it was planned for North Bismarck, and it was rejected because, but that's not accurate.
I don't know that. I don't think it is. I've looked at the application myself. But even beside that, because I think Adam raises an important point, and I think it's worth discussing. The standard for determining a route is not what's the best route in the Public Service Commission decides that. The route is applied for by the company after doing its rigorous study of various routes, and then they have to provide an alternative route. But Adam's specific question about why not North Bismarck versus South Bismarck, there are probably several factors, but one of the factors that is legitimate is its impact on population. Not the color of the population or the race of the population, because obviously there are a lot of Native Americans that live in Bismarck and Mandan, but rather the size of the population should a leak occur. Personally, you could run the thing right under my basement, and I wouldn't have a problem.
Chase, you accept that?
I recall I think it's Lauren Donovan who did the research to validate the claim that the pipeline was going to come north of Bismarck, but because of how the number of homes and whatever other factors were used in determining a reroute. I think that also goes to the question of, you know, the pipelines are the safest way to transport oil. Mm-hmm. I believe that may be statistically true, but determining the metrics used in making that statement, I think they're including like loss of human life or potential damage to private property. I don't think they're necessarily concerned with destroying fresh water.
To Kevin's point, what a pipeline company does is come to the PSC and say, here's the route. PSC goes yes or no. And that was the proposed route, the exact route that it is. Mm-hmm. Jack, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, I just think it's simple. We're talking about, you know, whether or not something was looked at for a route or maybe a potential route rather than, as you just said, Scott, a permitted route. I mean, there may have been several routes included in the preliminary planning, but obviously the current route is the one that was the final design and that was approved. So yeah, I think it's kind of a moot point.
And I think Scott's worth mentioning, the reason that the current route is the preferred route is because it's already got a pipeline right in it. There's a corridor that includes a natural gas pipeline that goes under the river at the same spot, and there's a transmission line that goes over the river at the same spot. So that's a pretty significant finding of fact in the process.
Yeah, I think that's actually one of the more unfortunate pieces of really malfeasance in the reporting on this. Because, as you just pointed out, the process is for the company to propose a route, which they did, and then be told yes or no.
Can we talk about the debt soon?
I know. I want to. Yeah. All right. The debt when we come back, plus DJ and Bismarck, Randy and Bismarck, you're one and two to ask questions of our guests as well. Kevin Kramer, Chase Ironize, Jack Seaman. Trust me, we're tackling the debt next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Brought to you today by B-Mobile. More than just phones and tablets at B-Mobile Verizon. That's right, Verizon, of course, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And you'll find them in Fargo and Bismarck and Minot and Grand Forks and Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno in North Dakota. How's that for locations? Wow. Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Online, too, at bmobile.com. Ask them about Hum, the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. If you have a youngster in your home that is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, which brings you the roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminder, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth features. You'll get the activation fee and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So a nice way to get started and save a few bucks. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Back on What's on Your Mind, the candidate debate on the program today, 800-228-0550, chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer, Chase Ironize and Jack Seaman, DJ and Bismarck for our guests. Go ahead, your question.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. But I do have a question about the process between State Historic Preservation Office and the Tribal Historic Preservation Office. And through the process, do they have to get clearance from both of them, both of the agencies, from the State Historic Preservation Office and the Tribal Historic Preservation Office? And if they only have to get one, or do they have to get both? And is the State Historic Preservation Office equipped and qualified to identify tribal sacred sites?
All right, a bunch of questions there related really to what you were saying earlier, Congressman Cramer, about the Northern Border Pipeline and also the power line route that was there previously. Obviously, all of those issues have been addressed to date, but there have been concerns this time about, you know, has it been properly surveyed? Have they looked for everything they need to look for? What would you tell the caller?
Well, his question specifically, does it require consent of all of the above? And really what it requires, the Public Service Commission seeks the input of all of them. And so, you know, if one participates and one doesn't, for example, then they've got a limited file. But that said, the file is given opportunity, not requirement. So whether the State Historic Preservation Office, which, by the way, ours is very, very good, very good, and it does have all the expertise that a Tribal Preservation Office would have. But the Tribal Preservation Office also was consulted in this case. In fact, there were 55 different tribes consulted over nearly 400 meetings with 55 different tribes, and including Standing Rock, by the way. Now, they turned down several opportunities, including to come to the PSC hearings, and that was obviously a tactical error.
If intended at all, it was wrong-headed to do that. But I appreciate you bringing me back to this issue of the original corridor. That corridor had a full-blown environmental impact statement 30 years ago. So anything that would be found now would have had to have been placed there in sometime between 30 years ago and now. So I don't even, the whole issue basically is moot as far as I'm concerned. But that said, we'll take one more look at it. I would welcome the opportunity for the Interior Department and DOJ and the Department of the Army and the tribe itself to take another look at the corridor.
All right, we're going to go to the dead after this quick follow up. Chase, Tim Mentz is someone that was previously in a position of authority at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe on these historical issues, was brought in. And is really kind of the culprit in my mind for, raising this issue of sacred sites, despite what Kevin just said. How in the world would these appear after these previous environmental impact statements and the routing of the other two in energy infrastructure there?
I think
we're going to turn him on, Todd, if we can.
Thank you. I think we raise a good point here that this whole thing could have been avoided if Energy Transfer would have worked with North Dakota to keep this pipeline from crossing the Missouri River. Because it crosses the Missouri River, that triggers federal intervention. And I don't think any of us really like federal overreach. But the question about whether or not SHPOs, which are state historic preservation officers, have the same qualifications as THPOs, tribal historic preservation officers, they can hire the same people. But what's important to note, in relation to the right-of-way that exists there, that 750 kilovolt line that's running electricity and the natural gas line, those rights-of-ways were gained before the passage of the tribal provisions of the National Historic Preservation Act. And so there was no way to really to survey that land. I don't know if what Tim found out there, but whatever he reported to the federal court on September 2nd caused Energy Transfer to vacate their project wherever they were working and move 20 miles to destroy whatever he identified there in that site.
Yeah, I don't know that that's accurate, but it's certainly been alleged a lot. Let's talk about the debt in the time we have left here. And any questions related to the debt from our audience are certainly welcome as well. 800-228-0550. As I said at the top, this is an issue that hasn't got enough attention, and we're taking the current situation and taking up time now, too. So I'm going to get right to the debt. Jack Seaman, if you're elect day one, what's the most effective thing you could do to wrestle that beast known as $20 trillion in debt?
Well, it's something that has to be done, Scott, and everybody knows that I've long been a champion of fiscal conservatism, and everybody knows it's one of my biggest knocks on Congressman Cramer is his wildly moderate voting record, and maybe that's why he has a 29% big fat F rating from Conservative Review, a 47% Heritage Action conservative score. He's voted yes time and time again for the omnibus, the Cromnibus, the Bipartisan Budget Act. He's blown the caps on the debt ceiling. He's eliminated the debt ceiling, not just raised it. And I don't think that Kevin has voted conservatively when it comes to fiscal matters. As North Dakota's congressman, this would be my champion cause. I believe that our $20 trillion debt is the biggest threat to our national security and our way of life, and we absolutely must find a way in Washington to stop voting yes on budgets that aren't balanced and start voting yes on budgets that do represent balance and a path to paying off the debt. It's critical that we do this. If we don't, Scott, here's what I'm afraid is going to happen. I'm afraid that we're going to lose the dollar as the world's reserve currency. I think the Chinese yuan is working hard to supplant the dollar as the world's reserve currency. And if that were to happen, if we were to allow that to happen, that would be an instantaneous 50% haircut to every single person in America, to the purchasing power of your dollar. It's a big threat, and we got to fix it.
All right, so vote no is what I heard in the way of a solution. Vote no on everything.
Well, I think it's a much better solution than voting yes and sending us further into debt.
Okay, so I mean, just fiscal restraint is and voting no on budgets that don't balance. Kevin?
Well, of course, one of the things Jack hasn't said is one of the areas that he would cut is he would cut our military by 50%. Now, does anybody think that's a good idea? One of the things, I've voted for many balanced budgets, actually, and I support and co-sponsor a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution to institutionalize the discipline. We've actually, since Republicans took over the House of Representatives just 5 years ago, we've actually cut the deficit by $1 trillion per year. We've taken a 1.5 $5 trillion deficit and cut it down to, frankly, somewhere below $500 billion, which is still a deficit, but it's going the right direction. With regard to the debt, one of the things that I think folks should understand, and I think a lot of North Dakotans do, I find them to be quite well informed. Today, 66% of the discretion, or 66% of the budget is not discretionary. It's mandatory. It's Social Security, Medicare, now Obamacare is part of that mandatory spending. It's off limits to Congress's traditional appropriations process. And then in 10 years, it's going to be more like 80%. So what that means is that when we pass our discretionary budget, half of which, by the way, is defense, the highest priority of the government. So my question would be to Jack, what more would you cut, or are you prepared to take on mandatory spending, which we are, I am, Republicans have, but we've been...
When you say take on mandatory spending, are you saying take the limits off of, what you're shackled now?
I'm talking about Medicare and Social Security and Obamacare, but especially Medicare and Social Security, which are the drivers of the debt. And every time we bring it up, we've even passed a couple of things in the House. Of course, that becomes the greatest political football of all time because it's such a wedge-driving issue, and it's demagogued to death, especially with senior citizens.
All right. And, Chase, you're next on the debt. Day one, what do you do? What's the most important thing to reduce $20 trillion in debt?
It's important that we need leaders. We need a government that values people over politics and over corporations. Listening to Kevin Cramer say that Medicaid and Social Security are the drivers of the debt is just appalling. You should run the numbers on those. The drivers of the debt are people at the top, corporations who are getting away with tax breaks, who aren't paying the same taxes that working families are paying. We're talking about military spending across the globe that exceeds $6 trillion. We're talking about $700 billion bailouts for people who crashed our housing market. We're talking about a government who won't tax speculative trading. You're talking about a government that won't prohibit corporations from stashing profits simply and specifically to avoid paying the taxes that we hardworking Americans pay. We're talking about a government like that. So we can't exist. We can no longer have a government that values politics and corporations over people. And if you look at who donates to Kevin Cramer's campaign, you'll find that same lobby, that same group of conglomerates that have basically hijacked a people's democracy. So what I'm doing is I'm trying hard to earn North Dakota's vote so we could return some sense to Congress, because politicians have gone completely astray from their duty to the people. And as an NPL or somebody who's well aware of our tradition of standing out to outside financial exploitation, all the way back to Alexander Mackenzie, and that's the reason why we created the state bank and the state mill, we need to get back to that. We can't forget our roots. We have a bright future here in North Dakota.
How does that outside financial exploitation contribute to the debt?
Outside financial exploitation has taken over our politicians. They're the ones that are writing the policies. So they wrote the TPP, for instance.
You're saying members of Congress don't have brains, don't vote for themselves. They vote whoever's giving them money.
I'm saying that they answer to their highest bidder. Could you come on here?
You're there, Kevin. We got 30 seconds. Yeah. Do you answer to your highest bidder?
Of course not. I answer to the people of North Dakota, which is why I have the most town halls of any member of Congress. And Chase just gave a very long answer with a very simple solution. He thinks we're not taxed enough in this country, that we have a revenue problem. To suggest that somehow I'm not telling the truth when I tell you that Medicare, not Medicaid, Chase, Medicare and Social Security are the drivers of our debt, that's a factual statement. That's an indisputable statement based on any score that you'd look at. No. But you see, this is the typical Democratic response. They don't want to deal with the spending side. We can do minor tweaks today to Social Security and Medicare. It will affect no seniors negatively, but will save the programs in the long run and help with our debt.
And we've kicked that can down the road a long time.
That's for sure.
All right, we'll get back to some more callers. Thomas in West Fargo, Joe in Underwood, when we come back with our guests, the candidates for the U.S. House race in North Dakota on your ballot in just 20 days. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them I sent you, you'll save 11% on this new 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, two-point hitch, drive clutch, has the bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with the tank bulk fill, Pro 700 monitor, no roll markers, rear towing hitch, and more. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com right now or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll save 11%. TitanOutletStore.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're brought to you today by MyPillow. 800-506-9028, the ticket. That number, or you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and find something that doctors will tell you is the most important thing to your health. That's better sleep. And that's what MyPillow will give you. Todd and I know, because we have one, we love them. And we have the best...
We have one?
What do you mean, would you lose one? Somebody steal one or what?
No, we have two. You have one, I have one.
Yeah, well, I meant...
I am not sharing your pillow.
No.
Thanks for that clarification.
Plus, those aren't pillows!
Doesn't want that image the rest of the day.
Those aren't pillows.
I do.
The best premium offer ever, the four-pack special, only $99.98. Call them at 800-506-9028. Short segments, we'll get to it here with our guest, Kevin Cramer, Jack Seema, and Chase Iron Eyes, candidates for Congress in North Dakota. Full bank of calls, and let's get to it. Thomas, West Fargo, what's your question?
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Thomas.
Just let the listeners running public know the only vote that we have is Jack Seaman, because old Iron Eyes there and Comrade Kramer voted for every continuing resolution for Obamacare, while Kramer got his own health insurance in Washington, D.C. What Iron Eyes wants to bring to the state is 80% unemployment, like the reservation of Standing Rock. So, Kramer, you know what you've got in Washington, D.C. You know who's talking to you. I know you're a loser.
All right.
So, first of all, with all due respect to Thomas, I have no idea who he is. With regard to my health care, Chris and I have chosen, out of integrity, to buy Obamacare. My rates went up 400% since I went to Congress. And by the way, I've never voted for Obamacare. I've voted against it many times. As Chase will certainly tell you, I've voted to repeal it dozens of times, replace it. That's just sort of silly, partisan rhetoric.
He took a shot at you, Chase. He said you want to bring 80% unemployment to North Dakota. Is that your plan?
No, I think it's what's great is that I'm a first-generation college education, earning person in my family. I'm the first person to go to professional school. And we're about breaking cycles of poverty, cycles of imposed poverty culture, domestic violence cycles, cycles of single motherhood. Like, we have to fix our state. We have to, in cycles of drug abuse, we have a huge drug abuse problem in North Dakota that we're not talking about. And so I'm about overcoming all of those things. So I think it's awesome that he points that out, where I came from.
All right, Joe and Underwood, for our guests. Yeah, did you want to agree with your supporter there or disagree?
Well, I just, before the break, my name was brought up by Kevin a couple of times, and I was asked a couple of questions. I'll take 30 seconds to respond here. First of all, Congressman Kramer does a great job of breaking his own arm, patting himself on the back over the fact that he's voted to send us over the fiscal cliff at a slower pace. To me, that's not good voting. Either we're going over the cliff or we're not. And you can talk about reducing the deficit all you want, but the fact of the matter is we still have a deficit, and we're still going over the cliff.
Well, secondly, he asked me, tell us what you want to cut, Jack, since you got great
ideas. Well, sure. We have to start with Social Security and Medicare, and that's what I was going to get to, Kevin. We have to fix those programs. We have to offer an opt-out for Social Security. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a broken system. We can take care of those that are at the retirement age, but we got to fix it for the younger generation. And there's lots of discretionary areas we can cut as well. So I'm all for reforming Social Security and Medicare. I block grant that money to the states on the Medicare, Medicaid side. And I just wanted to make that point. Thanks.
All right. You bet. Joe and Underwood, go ahead.
There is no problem with the debt. You won't find a Nobel Prize winning economics person or over 600 tenured faculty in economics that would say that the debt's a problem. If you want to trash the economy, stop spending money. Over and over again, the only thing that props up this economy when it goes into crisis is government spending using debt. Whether it was spending on World War II that got us out of the Great Depression or the stimulus package that helped us pull us out of the recession. You want to crash the economy, quit spending money.
All right. Joe and Underwood says the debt's a good thing. Chase, is the debt? Any comment?
No, I don't think the debt is a good thing. But I do feel that we need to get back to controlling what we spend on. We don't exist unless we have a strong working class, a well-compensated working class, unless we have small business owners who are able to pay people and able to consume. So that's part of our identity.
All right. Jack, Kevin, quickly.
Well, sure. One of the easiest ways to fix it is to audit and end the Federal Reserve and restore a sound monetary policy. That way, we can't have a Federal Reserve that just prints money at will and puts us in a position of having $20 trillion in debt.
I'm a co-sponsor of the bill to audit the Fed completely, but I reject Joel's idea that somehow the only way to grow the economy is with government spending. That's a great way to kill the private sector that pays the taxes. I mean, there are important things the government does, national defense, transportation, infrastructure, a safety net, as well as Social Security, Medicare, which are paid into by the public that earns the money. But the best way to grow the economy and to tackle the debt is by rolling back regulations and allowing the private sector to invest and create jobs and wealth throughout our society. But we live in a hyper, in fact, this year will be a world record year for regulation coming out of the White House. That's what's killing our economy.
All right, we're short on time, so this will have to be a quick answer from all of you. If we can agree that this is from a listener, John, emails, if we can agree that the overarching function of any legitimate government is to protect her citizens against threats from which they cannot protect themselves, can we also agree that the protection should be extended to all persons regardless of age, size, or level of development? Yes or no?
I have a 100% voting record with Right to Life. Yes.
So yes? Chase, yes or no?
I'll answer it after this.
Kevin, we don't have time after that. We got to go to we're done.
Okay.
Yeah, yes or no?
I didn't understand the question. Sorry.
Okay, Jack, how about you?
I'm pro-life with exceptions for rape, incest, and mother's life.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember the question. Give me 2 seconds here.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinod's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Euro Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.